Welcome back. Postgame show brought to you by Cass Health and Neighbors Caring for Neighbors. Hey, we're with Atlantic head coach Dalton Franken. Wow, what a game, coach. What a win for this ball club. 6 days ago, fell short the Cyclones 53-33. You turn the tables tonight, and boy, what does this win mean?
Hey, I just told the guys, I go, that's as gutsy of an effort as I've ever seen and been a part of. I told them before the game, I go, 32 minutes, they do not play harder than us. Do not let them play harder than you. Play harder than them for all 32 minutes and let's see what happens. And they battled their butts off tonight. Everybody that, whether they played a second or the whole game, everybody battled, had each other's back, team rebounding, team defense. It wasn't pretty, but this time of year, it's all about grinding out wins, and they found a way to do that tonight, and I couldn't be more proud of this group.
You talked about the boards and rebounding in the pregame, and boy, defensively, you allowed the Cyclones the one shot, especially that first half.
Yeah, we did a great job on the glass tonight, and it was a group effort, right? It wasn't always shot up and just grab it and go. It was tip, 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 chase it down, grab it. It was team rebounding, and they battled their butts off tonight, and I couldn't be more happy for this group. They flat out just played harder than them for 32 minutes, and glad we were able to hold on. It's awesome.
Coach, you jumped out 6-0 right out of the gate, the 19-7 after one quarter play. Talk about the quick start.
Oh, it was huge. Nolan saw a couple go down early. We were able to get a couple stops. We got out in transition and got a couple easy ones too. And then the biggest thing was we kept our foot on the gas the whole night. Nolan didn't let up after he missed a couple in a row. Rass was, you know, getting banged around a little bit, but he kept going. And that's the biggest thing. And Gavin McLaren tonight, I don't know if Gavin did score, but I will tell you right now, that kid came out and he set the tone for us defensively. He slipped around, fronted Franz down low, got a steal, first defensive possession. Gavin set the tone for us right away in the beginning defensively, and we were able to maintain that that energy and intensity all night.
Fourth quarter, down 40-33 at 1 point, down by 7. Talk about the comeback here.
The boys just did a great job of keeping their composure. We didn't force anything. It wasn't always smooth offensively. It got clunky at times, but they didn't panic. Usually, you know, when that happens, the possession goes to crap. We have a turnover. We chuck up a fast shot. The biggest thing was tonight, I thought our composure was really, really good. It wasn't always pretty, but we were able to get the most out of our possessions tonight. And usually when you take a bad shot on offense, a bad shot on offense is the defense's first pass in transition going the other way. So I thought we did a good job of being patient tonight and just battling.
15-6 run. Waters with 22, like you mentioned, and Tyra Williams, I think he could have been an unsung hero. When you watch the game, he had some good blockouts, allowing other rebounders. Just everybody played.
Yeah, Tyrell, he had a huge putback for us down the stretch too. He's just always around. He's a ball hawk. He's always there. Always gets his hands on stuff, and he did a great job keeping their drivers out of the paint tonight. Beats him there with his chest, guards with his chest, keeps him out of there. Tyrell was huge for us tonight. A lot of big plays that probably don't show up in the stat sheet, but they impact winning. His plays impact winning, and I'm just really happy with Tyrell, the whole senior group tonight. They all contributed tonight. It was awesome.
Coach, thank you very much for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What a big win.
Thanks. Heck of a way for the senior class to close out their games here in Atlantic with a win over Harlan. Pretty darn nice, and it's a good time to start building momentum too. We got one regular season game left, and then the postseason starts. Everyone's 0-0, and anything can happen. If we get the effort that we got tonight, we'll be okay. Yep.
Coach, thank you very much. Atlantic head coach Dalton Franken, 48-46 over Harlan Community tonight. So big win for the Trojans. So we'll keep it right here, and I'll tell you what, Roger, your thoughts on this one, man.